so glad you're back. This is episode 2 of the Passport to Possibility podcast, and I'm Noelle. If you caught episode 1, you already know a little bit about how I got here, leaving healthcare after 32 years, stepping into this business. If you missed it, no worries. You can always go back and catch that one whenever you want. Today, I'm taking you somewhere different, back to 2011, years before any of that even started. This is the trip that planted the very first seed. And by the end of this episode, I hope you walk away with a couple of real, practical ideas for making a trip you've been dreaming about actually happen, even if the budget feels tight right now. So let me ask you something. Have you ever wanted to do something for your family and you had no idea how you were actually going to make it happen? That is exactly where I was in 2011. Thinking about our first Disneyland trip. If you've followed many travel adventures for us for a while, you've probably seen resort spotlights, Disney tips, all-inclusive ideas, that kind of thing. But I realized I've never actually told you why travel means so much to me in the first place. It's never just been about the hotel, the tickets, or the itinerary. It's the dreaming before you go. The saving, the countdown, the little surprises nobody sees coming, the music in the car on the drive down. For our family, all of that started with Disneyland. I was working full-time in healthcare, and the kids were young. You know, we'd done smaller things as a family, some camping trips here and there, but we'd never taken what I'd really call a big vacation with the two of them. And I wanted that. I wanted them to have a memory like that. And I think some of that comes from my own childhood, honestly. I grew up in a rural area, not exposed to much. We had an antenna on the roof, maybe 3 to 5 channels if the weather cooperated. And every Sunday night, the wonderful world of Disney would come on. There was just something about it. The music, the castle, hearing Walt's voice, seeing Tinkerbell on the TV with her magical fairy wand sprinkling pixie dust. That feeling that something magical was about to happen, even from my living room floor, felt special. I didn't get to go to Disneyland myself until I was a teenager. I don't remember every detail of that trip anymore, but I remember exactly how it felt. And now that I have kids of my own, I wanted them to experience that same feeling. I wanted them to have those kinds of memories together as a family. But wanting something and being able to afford it are two very different things. I sat down and looked at what it would cost. Tickets, the hotel, food, gas, all those little extras that sneak up on you. And my first honest thought was, there's no way we can do this. Just realistically, looking at the numbers. But something in me didn't want to leave it at someday. So I did what I always do when something actually matters to me. I start researching. On lunch breaks, after the kids went to bed, I joined some Disney Facebook groups just to see what other families were doing. Because I realized I didn't need the whole amount sitting in an account somewhere. I just needed a plan. And you know what's funny? I think that's true about a lot of travel dreams. I wonder how many vacations never happened because we looked at one big number and immediately tell ourselves, nope, that's not possible. But what if that's not how it has to work? What if the dream starts with simply asking questions? What if it starts with getting a quote or finding out if there's a payment plan? Or deciding maybe this isn't next month's vacation, maybe it's next year's. Looking back now, I almost talked myself out of that first Disneyland trip before I ever explored what was actually possible. And I think that's one of the biggest things travel has taught me over the years. Sometimes we say no to ourselves before we even have given ourselves a chance to find another way. That first trip taught me that hope doesn't always start with having everything figured out. Sometimes it starts with having a plan. And honestly, sometimes all you need is that first step. And that's something I really don't think people talk about enough when it comes to travel. A lot of dreams don't happen because someone suddenly comes into extra money. They happen because someone decides it matters enough to build a plan around. That's what this became for me. This little quiet project running in the background of totally normal, ordinary life. I was still going to work every day, still doing bath time and homework and dinner, but underneath all of that, piece by piece, I was building this trip. So here's what that actually looked like. Disney lets you put down a deposit and make payments after that. So that's what I did. A couple $100 to start, then a little more out of every paycheck after that. I also used a site called Swagbucks to earn gift cards, gas cards, restaurant cards, even discounted Disney gift cards through things like the Target app. Since we're in California and we were driving down, every one of those little things I did actually mattered. None of it was fast, none of it was, you know, fancy, it was just consistent, week after week, for over a year. And by the time we left, most of that trip was already paid for. Now, somewhere in all that late night researching, we stumbled onto something we never expected. Pin trading. We found that eBay was a great source for purchasing pins in bulk for trading. So that's what we did. Making sure that they were reputable, legit pins. You know, we did our research. You know, we'd still pick up our pins in our favorite, you know, our favorites there at the park, but the real collection started at home. And it's funny because my husband completely fell in love with it and he still collects to this day. I also found a woman on eBay, who's actually on Etsy now, who was very kind and generous, and she made, you know, I explained that I wanted to take our kids on their very first vacation, and it happened to be to Disneyland. And she customized their autograph books with their name on the cover and the little matching bags to carry everything in. Once I knew we were actually going, that's when the fun part started for me. In fact, let me ask you something. Think about your favorite vacation. Not the destination itself. Think about everything that happened before you ever got there. Maybe it was sitting around the dinner table talking about where you wanted to go. Maybe it was counting down the days on the calendar. Maybe it was buying a new suitcase because you finally had a reason to use it. Maybe it was making packing lists or hearing your kids ask, "How many more days?" Those moments are part of the vacation too. I don't think we give anticipation enough credit, because by the time you finally arrive, you've already been making memories for weeks, sometimes even months. That's why I love planning travel so much. It's not just about where you're going, it's about building excitement before you ever leave home. Because when you do that, the vacation doesn't begin at check-in. It begins the moment your family realizes you're really doing this. Because, like I said, the trip never really starts when you land. It starts the moment you decide you're going. So I wanted the magic to begin before we ever left the house. That Christmas, I drove to the party store after work. You know, I had pre-ordered this and picked up big Mickey and Minnie helium balloons. And I remember rushing to the party store because I had this whole idea in my head and I needed it to come together before the kids woke up the next morning on Christmas Day. I wrapped them up in boxes, one for each of them, and clipped a note to each ribbon that just said, "You're going to Disneyland," and it was signed by Mickey and Minnie. When they opened those boxes and the balloons floated up out of them, I watched their faces change in real time. That was the first real moment of the entire trip, and we hadn't even left the driveway yet. I kept going with the little details all the way up until the day we left. And since we were driving, I put together, you know, I went to the dollar store and I found, you know, Disney-themed shopping bags, you know, for $1 each, $1.25. and I put together road trip bags for the kids. Small coloring books, little toys, things to keep their hands busy. We played Disney music almost the whole drive down. That drive wasn't just something to get through. It was already part of the trip. Every mile of it was anticipation building. And when we finally got to the hotel, while the kids were still checking out the lobby, I ran up ahead of them and set the whole room up. Customized autograph books with each of their names on the cover, little bags to carry them in, a couple of stuffed animals waiting on the beds like they'd been left there just for them, and a note from Mickey and Minnie saying, "Welcome to Disneyland. We're so happy you're here. Can't wait to make magical memories with you." And you know, looking back now, I realized those little surprises weren't really about Disney. They were about creating moments. Moments where my kids felt excited before they ever walked into the parks. Moments where they felt like this trip had been planned just for them. And I think that's something I understand even more today than I did back then. When people think about planning a vacation, it's easy to focus on the big things, the flights, the hotel, the park tickets, the resorts. Those things matter, but years later, those aren't usually the first things we remember. We remember how we felt. We remember the excitement. We remember the little surprises. We remember the moments that made us stop and smile. That's really what and why I love helping and what I love creating right now. Because every family is different. Every couple is different. Every group has a different story they're trying to write together. And I love helping people figure out what those meaningful moments might look like for them. Looking back now, I can see the travel advisor in me long before I ever had the title. I've always loved figuring out what would make someone feel special. That's still exactly true today. A family with young kids needs something completely different planned than a couple heading to an all-inclusive resort. Someone traveling with mobility needs is working with a different set of priorities than someone who can walk all day without a second thought. That first trip is really where I learned that the details matter because the people they're for matter. And then there was actually walking in. I couldn't tell you everything about that day if I tried, not anymore. What I remember most isn't even the castle, it's the music on Main Street. To this day, the second I hear that music start, something in me just shifts. I can't fully explain it, it's not tied to any one specific memory, it's just a feeling that hits every single time without fail. That's the thing about travel I keep coming back to. You're usually too busy living in it in the moment to notice how much it actually matters. You're checking on everyone, finding snacks, making sure nobody loses a sweatshirt or a shoe. And then years later, one song, one photo takes you right back like no time passed at all. That's why travel matters to me the way that it does. It gives your family something to return to. Not physically, emotionally. We hadn't even left the parks before we were already talking about coming back. I remember standing there thinking, what would this place even feel like at Halloween? That became our rhythm after that first trip. Save for about another year, then go again. And I honestly think that made each trip even more, mean more, because we'd already been living with the excitement of it for months before we ever pulled out of the driveway. So here's what I actually want you to take away with today. A meaningful trip does not have to be the most expensive one. It doesn't have to look like anyone else's trip you've seen online. It has to fit your family. And it has to fit the season of life that you're in right now. If there's a trip you keep circling back to in your head, here are a couple of real things that made ours possible. Ask wherever you're going if a payment plan is an option. Most places have one, even if they don't advertise it loudly. Look into something like Swagbucks for gift cards towards gas or food along the way, and give yourself more time than feels strictly necessary. A year out doesn't feel like a restriction once you're in it. It feels like anticipation. That first Disney trip wasn't perfect and it wasn't expensive. It was just ours. It's the trip that taught me what travel could actually mean to a family. And years later, it turned out to be a big part of why I do what I do now. Next week, I want to tell you about what happened when we went back, because that Halloween conversation we had standing in Disneyland, it turned into one of our family's favorite traditions, and it taught me something completely different about travel. If this made you think of a trip you've been circling in your mind or a memory you want to build with your family, I hope you hold on to that. And if you've ever wondered what it's like to plan with someone who generally understands how much these trips can mean, well, this is exactly why. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. Until next time, take care, and remember, sometimes the plan starts smaller than you think. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love if you would share it with a friend or share it on social media and tag me. Just search for Mini Travel Adventures, the number 4, us. That's MINI Travel Adventures, the number 4, US. So I can personally thank you and hear which episodes you're enjoying.